South Wales is on bushfire alert with record temperatures and strong winds predicted today. Total fire bans are in place for large parts of the state. Sydney's heading for a record-breaking 39 degrees. Federal Labor MPs will have their say today on who should lead the party. Bill Shorten is being tipped to win a caucus vote ahead of his rival Anthony Albanese. Party members are also casting their votes, with the new leader to be announced on Sunday. There's been an alarming jump in the number of children who have drowned in the past year. 31 children under the age of 5 died in waterways, pools and bathtubs. That's a 50% increase on the previous year. There's also been a big increase in drowning deaths among people aged over 55. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has held talks with his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe ahead of the East Asia Summit in Brunei. The pair discussed progress towards a free trade agreement, and Mr. Abe accepted an invitation to address a special sitting of Federal Parliament. Egypt's ousted President Mohamed Morsi will go on trial on the 4th of November. He and 14 other members of the Muslim Brotherhood are charged with inciting murder and violence during a protest against his removal. Meanwhile, Washington is reported to be on the brink of making big cuts in aid to Egypt in response to the violence there.